Up first this week, a breakthrough in microphone technology. Now, the market for voice-activated products is exploding. Millions of people literally are embracing this technology. Many of you, in fact, probably use it yourselves. Amazon have their Echo, for example, and rivals Google have their Home Assistant. And there are numerous other recent entries to the market. But all of these voice-activated gadgets face a similar challenge. They struggle to pick out the person that's talking to them in the cacophony of a noisy environment.
The moment they solved the problem by including a bulky array of microphones that resolve the direction of the sound and allow the device to decipher what's being said and by whom. But this takes up a lot of space and ultimately constrains the design of the product. Now, a company called SoundScript reckon they have the answer. Taking their inspiration from chirping insects, they've been able to shrink a microphone to something smaller than the nail on your little finger. I heard how from SoundScript's co-founder, Sahil Gupta.
We're working on a new type of directional microphone to improve audio capture and speech recognition in noisy environments. You know, we've seen a lot of different voice-based applications emerge that require the ability to sense sound from a distance. And the challenge is you have a lot of noise in the world. So when you're trying to pick up the voice of somebody that's standing, you know, a few feet in front of you, you also pick up all the background noise. And to combat that, people usually have to use very big microphones or microphone arrays. And that concept can't really be shrunken down well. So we have a new directional microphone concept where we can kind of create a single chip solution smaller than my fingernail and give you very good directional performance and noise rejection.
So how actually does it work? Because it'd be very useful here in a very noisy conference center.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's interesting, right? Because the concept was originally inspired by insects, actually. We were working with a professor who's been studying insects for the last 30 years because they have a really small auditory system. And they use the hairs on their body to sense sound. Imagine I had a string that I held between my two fingers. If I blow across that string, it's going to move. But if I blow parallel to it, it won't move, right? And so it only senses sound, air, coming from a specific direction. And I can take that same string and layer multiple strings in different directions. And now I can kind of mechanically filter out the sounds coming from each different direction. And then in software, I can combine everything and mix it together where I can only listen to a specific one depending on the application.
And how good have you found it to be so far?
It works quite well. I mean, in this sort of environment, you know, we can have a couple people talk to our microphone at the same time and we can transcribe what both of the people are saying. We can localize where you're standing from, where you're moving, where you're walking, even with all the noise. It's still a very early proof of concept and we definitely have a lot of R&D to do before it's kind of ready for the market. But right now it's looking good.
What do you hope the end product looks like?
It would be just a single sort of chip that you could fit into something like your phone or your Apple AirPods or your smart speakers and smart home devices. That's on the hardware side, and then we're also developing sort of a software layer. So we give you this directional microphone. We also want to provide sort of a tool set where you can have new features you can mess around with to get different types of effects and whatnot.
Like, what kind of things do you envision people do with that?
You know, there's obviously, like, speech recognition, right? So think about the Amazon Echo. It's this big, large, clunky speaker. You know, we could give you that type of capability on just a single chip that you could drop into any of your devices. And outside of speech recognition, right now with my phone, if I pinch my two fingers, I can zoom in and out of my video. What if I could do that with my audio as well? And now I can zoom in and out of my audio and either filter out more of the background or take more of it in. Or I could tap on my iPhone, and wherever I touch on the screen, it'll kind of selectively only listen to the sound in that portion of your picture and image. Also, spatial audio. You know, right now there's been so many people looking at like binaural playback, stereo playback from headphones. Where are you going to get the content from, right? Now from your smartphone, you can actually capture that spatial content. And then when you play it back through a headset or a speaker, you have the content to actually play that back.
So this is, it's loads of little microphones working together. Is that what the strings are, basically?
Yeah, pretty much. And the nice thing is we use these nanostructures that we can package on a single chip. So to the end customer, it looks like just a normal single microphone. Mm. And then, you know, if we want to do some really crazy stuff, we could use multiple of our microphones and get even better noise rejection, even farther listening ranges, things like that.